Welcome, everybody. Good morning. The sun's coming out. So let's begin sitting comfortably on our mats, closing our eyes, finding our way to this moment. Let each breath draw you into this moment, because being present makes your practice so much richer. Connect to the power of your breath. Leap into risk and possibility. Investigate your practice in a new way. Engage with challenging poses as you invite in lightness. Notice the way the poses foster your practice to be both courageous and strong, but to leap into the unknown. Let's drop our head down now and let it rock from side to side. Come back now to center, where we'll take our hands to our heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and unity with our spirit. Now from the heart, arms reach wide open, and exhale, draw hands back into the heart. With each breath, spread out even wider, as if your arms could reach across the ocean. Expansive. So one more time, reach your arms out, let your heart open. And exhale, come back into your heart again. It's yours. Take it. Leap like a lunatic over the chasm below, erupting as you go. Your true self awaits you. Now you will know. Inhale, reach up into the sky. Exhaling, let's fold forward. Our hands come onto the mat, and now we'll step our feet back and take a stretch into downward facing dog. Hips pointed high to the sky. Enjoy this chance to stretch, to investigate the feeling of beginning to open your body. Find your way to this moment, to this breath, to this sensation. And then we'll lift up onto our toes, one heel at a time, stepping down toward the ground, enjoying the investigation of stretch into our legs. As we practice, every moment is yours to explore. Every pose has many, many possibilities and many right ways. So for you, what feels good? Let's walk our hands back to our feet now. As we hang forward in the standing forward bend, allow yourself to relax a little more. Yoga is really a process of letting go. Now returning hands to the mat, our hands will walk forward, bringing us back to downward facing dog. From here, let's lay knees to the mat. Hips sit down onto the heels, hands come to the heart. Inhale, this time rise up, spread arms open across the ocean. Exhale, bow forward. Inhale, rise up, spread your arms open wide. Let's flow. Wave after wave of breath leads you right to this moment. One more time, arms as wide as the ocean, and exhale, bow. Child's pose, hips reach into the heels. Take a moment to snuggle in a little bit. Anytime you'd like, a rest is possible. Welcome, encouraged. Child's pose is a great place to take that rest. So know that it's always here, it's always available to you. And with hands on the mat, let's curl our toes under, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Reach the right leg up into the air. Let's roll our hip open and point our right knee to the ceiling. And as if the knee is the tip of a pencil, let's draw circles in the air with our knee, allowing our hip to begin to explore a range of motion. It helps us find deeper and deeper opening as we move. Now point the leg to the sky again. And then let's step the right foot forward. Left knee comes to the mat. Inhale, reach up and circle arms around and around. Just like the range of motion in our hip, now we find range of motion in our shoulders, loosening up the knots of tension in our body. Inhale, arms to the sky. Exhale, take hands back to the mat. Step back. Inhale, draw yourself forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, shoulders roll back as the heart lifts into cobra. And exhale, reach back into your heels, child's pose. One more time, come forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, cobra. And exhaling back, child's pose. Toes turn under the hip, or the feet, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Instead, take the left leg into the sky. Roll the hip open, knee becomes the tip of a pencil, and we circle around and around. Draw great big circles. Feel the head of the femur as it explores the motion available in the hip socket. And then left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward. Right knee to the mat, inhale, reach up, circling arms around and around. One more time to the sky, exhale, hands to the mat, step back. Inhale, come forward, kneeling plank, exhale, lower. Inhaling, cobra. Exhaling, child's pose. Keep the flow moving again and again. Finding your way to your breath, your way to this moment. Let this one be your last of these flows. Let it lay you gently back into child's pose again. We'll let everyone else meet us here, and then we can move on together. Toes under the feet, hips into the sky, downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhaling, take hands to the heart. Inhale, arms as wide as the ocean. Exhale, hands come to a prayer and we sit down into chair. Inhale, ocean, wide, flow. Thank you. One more time, arms as wide as the ocean. And then just draw them back to your heart. From here, we step to the front of our mat now. Sun salutation. Inhale, reach into the sky. Exhaling, we sit down into chair, arms to the sky this time. Inhale, rise up. Add in a little back bend if it feels good. And exhale, dive all the way down. Inhale, lift up halfway, feel the lengthening. Exhale, hands to the mat, the right foot steps back. Lunge or kneeling lunge, inhale, touch the sky. Exhale, back to the mat. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank, exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. With an exhale, back to downward facing dog. We'll raise our right leg into the sky. Step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands come down. Left foot steps up to meet the right. With an inhale, we're launched back into the sky. Exhale, chair. Inhale, rising up. Another back bend awaits you if you want it. Exhale, dive down. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Exhale, hands come to the mat. Let's step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And with an exhale, back to the earth. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Ride the exhale back to downward facing dog. Raise the left leg to the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands down. Right foot steps forward. Inhale, like the morning sun, we rise. Exhale, chair. Inhale, fingertips to the sky. Once more, a back bend if it feels good. And exhale, swoop down. Inhale to the horizon. Exhale, let hands come to the mat. Step the feet back. And let's come again to downward facing dog. It's yours. Take it. Leap like a lunatic over the chasm below, erupting as you go. Your true self awaits you. Now you will know. Connect to the power of your breath now as we move into our standing flows. Take a look to your hands and let's walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. Inhaling, we rise up. Exhale, sit hips down into chair. Staying in the chair here, building strength and power. The heels dig deeply into the earth. We find our way right to our center. Place of strength deep inside. And rising up, reach hands to the sky and then sweep your arms behind your back. Fingertips joined together, we roll the shoulders back and spread our heart wide open. Now, heart as wide as the ocean. Tip the hips forward. Fold into a forward bend. Take hands to the mat. Walk or jump the feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, arch up. And with an exhale back, downward facing dog. Now let's draw the right knee in and come forward to plank or kneeling plank. We pull the knee and the foot into our body and hover here. Again, connecting that strong center. Now push back, right leg to the sky. Walk hands back to the left foot. The standing splits. Let your legs reach as wide as the ocean. Now hands walk forward again, the right leg still in the sky. And step the right foot forward. Plant the back foot flat down. We reach up, warrior one. Stand your ground here. Open yourself up to the flow of power inside. In the ancient stories of India, one of the characters you meet is Hanuman, born son of the wind, body of a human, face of a monkey. Now hands reach out to the sides, wide as the ocean. Wrap the right arm over the left. Either take hold of your shoulders or bring the arms together as we step into eagle pose. Step onto the right foot. Wrap the left leg around the right. Find a steady breath, a steady mind to create a steady body. So Hanuman was a devoted friend to King Ram and his wife Sita. Unwrap the eagle, step down, reach up. Exhale, sink down into chair. Strong center. The story goes on, and Ram's enemy brought his army to India to try and claim Ram's kingdom. Rise up. Arms sweep behind the back, fingers joining together. Roll your shoulders back, let your heart reach wide as the ocean. As Ram's army fought back the invasion, they snuck in and stole Sita, took her across the ocean to Sri Lanka and held her as captive. Tip the hips forward now, fold into a forward bend. Drop hands down to the mat, walk or jump the feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Bring the left knee into your body. Come forward. Hover in plank or kneeling plank. Strength in breath. Strength in body. Strength in focus. Push back now, left leg to the sky. Walk hands back to the right foot. Standing splits. Now walk hands forward again with left leg still in the sky. Step the left foot forward. Back foot flat down, reach up, warrior one. Strength and confidence. So in the midst of this battle, Ram asked his devoted friend, Hanuman, to make way to Sri Lanka and let Sita know a rescue was coming. Ram gave Hanuman his ring as a sign. Arms out to the sides, wide as the ocean. Cross left arm over the right. Whatever variation of this eagle pose works for you, step onto the left foot. Right leg around the left leg, centered, present. Hanuman took that ring, went to the edge of the coast of India, and looked across the ocean to see Sri Lanka, far away. An impossible task, for sure. Step down, reach up. Coming to a side bend, either lace fingers together over your head or take the left hand to the left side. Reach up from both sides of your body and then take a nice big side bend over to the left. Let the right side of your body receive this wonderful opening. Back to center. Again, either hands laced together or right hand to right side. Lengthen and take a beautiful side bend, this time to the right to stretch the left side body. Come back to center. Dive all the way down. Hands come to the mat, walk or jump the feet back. Vinyasa, inhale plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
Exhale, back, downward facing dog. Draw the right knee in, come forward and hover, plank or kneeling plank, pulling in and discovering your deepest strength. Right leg to the sky, walk hands back to the foot, left foot, standing splits. Everything just to your own degree. There are many, many right ways, many variations, many opportunities. Walk hands forward again, right leg still in the air. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. As Hanuman looked across the ocean, he knelt down, prayed for strength, and courage, and deep faith. Draw hands now into the heart. Let's add a twist. We'll take the left elbow across the right thigh, lengthening into our body as we twist our heart around to the left. Feel free to spread your arms wide as the ocean here if you want. Or keep that prayer tucked into your heart, like the prayer Hanuman gave at the edge of the ocean. Give me strength. Give me faith. Now as the twist unwinds, the hands come to the mat, we lay the back knee down. Inhaling, arms reach to the sky. Hands create a steeple overhead, and that steeple reaches as high as it can. Here, you can add a back bend if it feels good. Many variations, find what works for you. From that prayer, kneeling at the side of the ocean, Hanuman pressed his foot into the mat and took one giant leap of faith, all the way from India to Sri Lanka. Hands come to the mat. Turn the back toes under. Lift the knee off the ground. Take one hop and then one step. Find yourself standing forward again. Inhale, arms to the sky. Side bending, lacing a steeple overhead or taking left hand to left sideways. Reach and spend your way over to the left. Back to center. Again, hands together, or right hand, right waist, reach up, side bend to the right. Back to center, dive all the way down. Hands come to the mat, walk or jump the feet back. Vinyasa, inhale plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
Then exhale back, downward facing dog. Draw the left knee in, come forward and hover. Stronger. Find your way to this breath. Find your way to this moment. Find your way to this sensation. Reach left leg to the sky. Walk hands back to the right foot. Take a giant leap of faith across the ocean. Just like Hanuman. Walk hands forward. Left leg still in the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. So with that giant leap, Hanuman made it to Sri Lanka. Found Sita, delivered the ring. And rescue her they did. Draw hands into the heart. Let's add the twist. Right elbow crossing left thigh. Lengthen, twist your heart around to the left, to the right. Sorry, to the left. Arms wide as the ocean or the prayer of Hanuman at your heart. Give me strength. Give me faith. Thank you. Let that twist unwind. Hands come to the mat. We lay the back knee down. Inhale, arms to the sky. Create a steeple over your head. Reach it up to a peak. Add in the back bend if that's what your body loves. And hands back to the mat. Turn the back toes under. Lift the knee up. Take a step and a hop. Come forward. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, hands into the heart. Inhale, arms as wide as the ocean. One giant leap with your arms. Exhale, back to the heart. Let yourself flow. Every breath wider. Give me strength. Give me faith. Once more, hands come to the heart. We take that prayer from our heart down to the earth. Let's hook our right hand around the outside of our left ankle. As we spin the left arm to the sky, we open ourselves into another twist. Twisting out tension. Unwind this side of the twist. Reach your left hand across your body to catch the outside of the right ankle. The right arm comes to the sky as we twist our way open. Arms again are wide as the ocean. Unwinding, hands to the mat. Walk or jump the feet back. Vinyasa, inhale plank or kneeling plank. Exhale lower. Inhale, arch up. Take an exhale back to downward facing dog. Draw the right knee in, come forward and hover. Growing in strength every time. The right leg to the sky, walk hands back to the left foot. Take this leap of faith, standing splits. Walk hands forward, right leg is still in the sky. Take a big, giant step forward. Plant the back foot, warrior two. Feet grounded, let's spread our arms as wide as the ocean. The hips becoming more and more open as we accept the invitation of gravity to sink a little deeper. Find your way to this breath. To this moment, to this sensation. Bend the right arm, right across the right thigh, left fingers point to the sky, we open into side angle pose. Find your place here, the place where this opens you up to possibilities. It's yours, take it. Now begin to circle the top arm, first reaching back toward the back of your mat, brushing against your back leg, coming to or near the floor. And as you point to the front of the room, straighten the right leg and the circle finishes, opening into this enormous triangle pose. We feel as wide as the ocean here. Lined up directly over our feet, we find this powerful opening. Push into the feet, rise up to stand. Let hands come to the heart, turn the right foot around to the long side of the mat. Find a nice foundation here for back bending. Hands come around to the low back where we'll make fists. Let your front body reach up, roll the shoulders back and spread your heart as wide as the ocean. Curving back into this back bend to where it feels amazing for you. Lifting up and away from the low back, not compressing. It's expansive. It's invigorating. Slowly we come back up. Hands come to the hips and we pour that back bend into a forward bend. Let hands drop down to the ground. Now walk hands around to the front of the mat. Turn the feet as you go and come to a lunge pose here. And set the back knee down. Scoot it a little deeper if you'd like. Take hands to the heart. Prayer of Hanuman. Poise at the edge of the ocean. Give me strength. Give me faith. Now let hands come to the mat. Shift the hips back. Straighten the right leg. Take a stretch here into the back of the leg. Or if you're ready, take a leap of faith. Lengthen this to wherever you can go into a full split. Take the leap of faith. It's yours. Take it. Leap like a lunatic into the chasm below. This pose is called Hanumanasana, the pose of Hanuman, the giant leap of faith across the ocean. Carefully come back to stepping onto the right foot. Turn the back toes under, lift the knee up, take a hop and a step. Come all the way forward. Inhale, rise up. Exhale, hands to the heart. Inhale, wide as the ocean. Let yourself flow. Each exhale, back to a prayer. One more, wide as the ocean. Exhale, hands to the heart. Let your prayer travel down to the earth. Right hand around the left ankle. Spin the left arm to the sky, twisting to the left. Ah, wonderful feeling. Unwind this side of the twist. Cross the left hand over the body to catch the right ankle. Right arm out of the sky. The twist revolves in the other direction. Twist unwinds. Hands come to the mat, walk or jump the feet back. Vinyasa, inhale plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And with an exhale back, downward facing dog. It's our last standing series. Let's take the left knee forward and hover. One more time, connecting to our deepest strength. Left leg to the sky, walk hands back to the right foot. The standing splits. Legs taking a giant leap across the ocean. And then hands walking forward, left leg still in the sky. Take a giant leap with that left leg. Plant the back foot, warrior two. Spread wide open. As wide as the ocean. Accept the invitation of gravity. Now bend the left arm, lay it across the left thigh, right fingers to the sky. The big opening of side angle pose. Explore. Engage your challenging poses as you invite enlightenment. Begin to circle the top arm to the back of the room. Beside your leg, near the floor, as you point to the front, the left leg straightens. The circle culminates in triangle pose. Stable. Expansive. Grounded. And light. Push into the feet, rise up to stand, hands to the heart. Turn the left foot around to the long side of the mat, create the foundation for another back bend. Hands to the low back, make fists. The front body expands upward. The shoulders roll back and the heart spreads as wide as the ocean. Find your way into your back bend. It's yours. Take it.
slowly come up.
Hands to the hips, pour yourself forward. Hands come down to the floor. Let's walk our hands around to the front of our mat, turning feet along the way. We create again the lunge. We set the back knee down, we deepen its stretch. Hands to the heart, prayer of Hanuman. Give me strength, give me faith. Now take hands to the mat again, shift the hips back, straighten the left leg. Hamstring stretch, or perhaps you're ready for a leap of faith, deepening the stretch to wherever you can be. Pose of Hanuman. Leap across the ocean. Find your way back again to the left foot. Turn the toes under. Pick the knee up. This time, step back for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
And with an exhale, we're back to downward facing dog. We lay our knees onto the floor. We slip our hips into our heels. Come to rest in child's pose. Find your way to this breath, this moment, this sensation. What have you awakened inside? Once again, we look to the front of our mat, we set our hands, and we turn our toes under. Hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet now up to meet our hands. Inhale, rise all the way up. And exhale, hands into the heart. Let's enjoy the play of balance. We'll begin our balancing series today on the right foot, and let's start with tree pose. Once you have a root system to hold you steady, take the left foot to the ankle or the calf or the thigh of the right leg. Hands come to the heart. And if you feel steady, perhaps you'll expand into branches, reaching up to capture the sunlight this morning. Drop hands down to the sides. With an inhale, scoop the arms forward, straighten the left leg. Push down into your root system to grow even taller in this moment. And draw hands to the heart, bend the left knee. Take the right hand onto the knee, left hand behind the back. If you're more flexible, you can straighten the leg and hold the toes. Let's twist our heart around to the left. Combining, twisting, and balancing, deepening our focus even more. Now let the twist unwind, sit down onto 2 feet. Take a little stretch. So let's plant roots now through our left foot. When you feel steady, right foot, ankle, calf, or thigh. Find center, reach into branches. Whatever variation comes from your heart today, that's where you should be. Hands drop down to the sides. Inhale and scoop the arms and the right leg forward. Fingers touch the sky. Grow taller into this moment. And then hands to the heart. Bend the right knee. Left hand, knee or toes. Right hand behind the back. Lift up tall and then twist your heart around to the right. Unwind this twist. Step down onto 2 feet. One more wonderful stretch. Inhale, circle arms into the sky. Exhale, dive all the way down. Hands come to the mat, our feet step back, and once again we tuck ourselves into child's pose. This time, walking hands around to the right side of our mat. Another beautiful side bend. Hands to center, and then all the way over to the left. Once more, find center. Let's walk hands in toward our knees. And from here, we'll cross our ankles and we'll come to sit. We bring our practice down onto the floor now. Let's begin by taking our right foot forward, foot on the floor, left ankle crossing the right thigh. Hold on to the right shin, sit up nice and tall. Begin to feel this wonderful opening, letting go in the left hip area. Let your eyes open. Sit your hands behind the hips, fingers pointing forward. Step onto the left, the right foot and push with the hands to lift to a tabletop. And then gently set the hips back down onto the floor. Come back if you'd like, holding the shin, or thread your hands underneath, grab behind the right leg and roll onto your back. Whichever variation feels best for you. Come to a little deeper, letting go now in the left hip. Let every breath carry away the tension of your body until you feel free and happy. Whether you're sitting or on your back, straighten the right leg. If you're on the floor, take a little swing with that right leg, and we all come back up. Either foot on the top of the leg as it is, or slip it down to the inner thigh. Inhale, reaching fingertips to the sky, lengthening. Exhale, fold into a forward bend. Close your eyes. Find your way to this breath, to this moment, to this sensation. Let the right arm stay beside the right leg. Reach the left hand behind your back. Point to the sky. And then take a curving side bend over toward the right leg. Looking for the big opening along the left side of your body. Now fingers to the sky. Left hand to the floor behind the left hip. Step onto the left knee. Arch your right hand back behind you now. Lifting on to the up off the ground. And come back to sit. Same thing, other side. Left foot on the floor. Right ankle crossing left thigh. Hands on the shin, sit up straight and tall. Close your eyes. Feel the sensation of letting go in your right hip. And then open eyes a little bit. Hands on the floor behind your hips. Step onto the left foot. Push into the hands. Tabletop. Set hips down. Either take the shin or behind the leg and roll back. Whatever variation helps you to feel the letting go. It's the right hip now that enjoys the stretch. It's in the right hip that we breathe away tension. Breath by breath, letting go. Straighten the right leg. If you're on the floor, give it a swing. That's the left leg to come back up. Foot on top of thigh or to the inner thigh. Inhale, rise into your breath. Exhale, tip the hips forward. Take this forward bend over the left leg. Find your way right here into this breath, into this moment, into this sensation. Left arm remains, right hand reaches behind you, and then to the sky, and then to the side bend over toward the left leg. Not needing to touch the left foot at all, but looking instead for where we get the nicest opening along the right side of our body. Point back to the sky. Set the right hand to the floor behind your right hip. Come onto the right knee, arch back in the other direction. And come down to sit. Bring both feet in front now. And let's roll our way gently onto our back. Find your way carefully to the floor. Rock side to side if you'd like. Pick hands to the floor beside you, or if you worry about your low back, hands underneath your hips. Legs straight to the sky. Now keep the right leg here. Slowly begin to lower the left leg toward the ground. Finding that nice deep strength at your center. Bring the left leg back up. And then like a pair of scissors, lower the right leg. Let this be a slow motion movement where you really feel a connection to that deep center. Strengthening our abdominal muscles helps us protect our back. Helps us be pain-free. And then draw knees into your body. Let your head rock side to side. And let's move now into inversions. Choosing a shoulder stand or a bridge pose, wherever your heart takes you today. If it takes you to shoulder stand, gently, carefully lift hips and legs up above the shoulders, supporting yourself with your hands. If your heart takes you to bridge pose, press feet into the floor. Lift into a bridge. Now let yourself be happy here. Nice, long, slow, deep, beautiful breaths. And now we begin gently laying ourselves down onto the mat once again. Slowly, carefully, gently set yourself down. If you've been enjoying the bridge pose, give your knees a hug to stretch your back a little bit. And let's take fish pose. Feet on the floor, hips lift up enough to slip our hands underneath. Let's straighten our legs. And as we sit on our hands, we tuck our elbows and forearms under our back. Laying our head back, let's spread our heart as wide as the ocean. Thank you.
Now lift the head back up.
Gently lower that fish pose back onto the ground. Slide the hands out from under the hips. Reach your arms to the floor behind your head. And for a moment, just stretch long into your body. Now reach down, take the right knee in your arms. Hug it into your body. Guide it across to the left for one last twist. Your head turned to the right. Bring in lightness and softness. Softening your resistance and just receiving the benefits of this twist. Release the left hand, fall gently back onto your back. Find your way back to that center of your mat. And once you're there, stretch the legs and reach the arms, getting as long as you can to come into this last twist. And now it's the left leg. We draw in, guide across to the right, turning head to the left. Right hand now drops away. And once again, we fall lightly onto our back. We find our way to the center. And here we lay ourselves down now for this final relaxation. The most important moment of all. The time we enjoy the benefits and gifts of our practice. Let your breath bring you to this moment. This breath, this sensation. Is there one area in your life where you want to take the leap of faith? Take a risk. Honor the discomfort and watch for growth. You can choose to step forward even amongst turbulence and fear. Is there a leap of faith you've been waiting to take? Are you poised at the edge, your toes hanging over the abyss of the unknown? Are you held back by your fears? No one can make the choice for you. You must be the one to take a look, decide what you want, take a leap. Any of us can take a leap of certainty. It takes much more courage to take a leap of faith. Give me strength. Give me faith. It's yours. Take it. Leap like Hanuman over the chasm below, erupting as you go. Your true self waits you. Now you will know. When you are ready to begin bringing closure to your practice today, give yourself a moment first for whatever closure you choose, whatever feels meaningful for you today. And when you've had that closure, it might be now, it might be a little later, but when you have, roll over onto your right side. Rest there for a few moments, blissfully in this moment, this breath, this sensation. And then finally, now or a little later, come back at last to the comfortable seated position where we began our practice today. Take a moment here of gratitude. Gratitude for your practice, the gifts that you've received, and for how amazing you feel. We'll close as we began, dropping our head down, letting it rock from side to side. Come then back to center. With an inhale, our arms reach up to the sky. Our hands form a prayer. Take that prayer to our forehead for a leap of faith in our thoughts today. To our lips for a leap of faith in our words. And to our heart for a leap of faith in our heart. May the sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.